everybody. Welcome back to Reading Heathens, the unholy and wholly uninformed Bible study podcast. I'm your host, Adam B., here with your other host, Daniel T. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing good, Adam. I may have...
It looks like your microphone arm just fell off over there, Daniel.
It did. I tried to lean back like one of those cool podcasters. I'm going to lean back and I'm going to think about the Bible and be all cool and smart, and then here I am with the fucking microphone on my dick.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Daniel, I'm looking at your video and the microphone is right next to your mouth in my frame.
I don't know.
So if it's on your dick, that means your dick is hard right now.
I wanted to say a curse so I could be cooler than, like, I just knocked my little microphone off of Victoria's makeup desk. And then I'm just a mess. I'm a big old mess. I don't need to be. I should have gone with my original plan in life. My original plan when I moved out to LA was just to live in my car, and just like, you know, I'll go to a Planet Fitness and like, nah, I'll be like, you know, I'll work on, you know, in some. I'll work in like, there's this theater out here that Tom Hanks, you know, gives a lot of money to. I was gonna work at that one, and here I am with a regular corporate ass job and in the suburbs and stuff. What am I doing? My microphone's falling down. Shit.
Well, Daniel, that sounds awful.
I talk about synergy at work all the time.
Winging around over there. I'm sorry about your life. Speaking of your terrible life, someone I know has a better life than yours and has accomplished a lot more. Her name is Haley, and she's back on the pod. How you doing, Haley?
I'm doing a lot better than Daniel, apparently.
I can confirm that you are. We're glad to have you back, Haley.
It's glad to be back.
If you miss our last two episodes, which is a shame, Haley is the wonderful co-host of Working in the Wings, available wherever you get your podcasts, right?
Yep.
Right, Haley? Am I right?
Yeah.
Are you on all the services?
That I know of, we're on all the services. I know we're on iTunes and we're on Spotify, and I know those are the ones that people use the most.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
But yeah.
Yeah.
My beautiful co-host and does everything else, Mallory, would know that question better than me. I just fill a chair. It was my idea, and I fill a chair and talk, and then she does a lot of the rest. I always feel really bad about it.
Okay, so you're Daniel.
I'm Daniel.
Except that the podcast wasn't Daniel's idea, so.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
And also, Daniel doesn't have charisma.
It was my idea for us to talk every week, but Adam was the one who is actually supposed to be Adam's show, and then I was like, hey, can I do that with you?
Listen.
Can you imagine if it was just my show? It was just me reading and talking about the Bible
by myself.
Yeah, I'm
glad you got a co-host. I'm glad you got
That's not a show. That's a mental problem.
Reading Heathen, it's just me, Adam.
Hey, everybody, it's just me. Welcome to Exodus 3. Today we're going to talk about Moses and the fire bush.
You just hear an
you
old...
Know.
I know, y'all.
You just hear an old book crack as you're opening the Bible. And everyone's like, ew, uncomfortable.
Well, last we left off, our boy Moses, God's new favorite boy, had fled Egypt after murdering someone. He sat next to a well, was adopted by seven women and their priest father.
Mm-hmm.
He married one of them, and that's where we pick up.
Here comes Moses, God's favorite boy.
Now wait until you hear what Moses is up to. This is Exodus 3 from the World English Bible, the public domain and not so great translation. Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro.
What?
How about that?
I got a small...
Wait, what are... First sentence, we're off to a great start. What are Jethro?
Jethro is the name of the flock owner.
Oh, I thought it was just some really weird biblical name for some, like, sheep. And I was like, that's really dumb.
I actually have a small editor's note.
Oh, my God.
Jethro is the priest's
Daniel,
father.
Daniel, are you an editor?
No, look, whatever. I'm the person who I did the research and I found out what happened, why he's called Jethro. That's actual.
By the research, do you mean reading the rest of the sentence?
What?
Because
I was about to.
In his defense, the Bible you're using is very simple. And so it is nice that the Quest Bible has complete sentences with adjectives and adverbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the NIV. What I'm about to say, in the next sentence, we're going to find out it's the father-in-law. It's the priest. They changed the name from Raul to Jethro, and the Quest Bible. Yeah, the Quest Bible essentially says there's no explanation for why they did this. It just happened, and now his name's Jethro. Usually God will change your name, but God doesn't change your name to Jethro, that's for sure.
No, yeah, the man just woke up one morning and was like, I think it's finally happened. I'm Jethro now. Daughters! Seven daughters have an announcement.
The seven of you shall now call me Jethro. And they're like, God. You're just like, God, our dad's weird. Fine.
Okay, Pop. Okay. I guess we'll all go to the well again, and the shepherds will run us off again.
Whatever you say, Pop.
Just please don't sell us to another man randomly.
Don't sell us to another well, man.
All right, I'm going to plow through some of this text here. Here we go. Exodus 3. Now Moses was keeping the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the wilderness and came to God's mountain, to Horeb. Yahweh's angel appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the middle of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will go now and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When Yahweh saw that he came over to see, God called him out of the middle of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. He said, Here I am. He said, Don't come close. Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing on is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. Moreover, I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
Oh boy. Oh dear.
All right. God talked a lot, and I kind of zoned out. I would have been a horrible disciple.
Something that you don't catch in the first reading of that I had to look up. God's talking about taking the Israelites out of Egypt and putting them in land that is owned by somebody else and kicking those people out.
That sounds right.
I don't know about kicking those people out necessarily.
Okay, yeah, not necessarily, but essentially giving them the land though. He said he's going to give them the land.
Yeah. Yeah, no one just gets their own land. It has to be someone else's. Always. I feel like there's a patch somewhere that doesn't belong to someone, but who am I to judge?
That is interesting because I always thought the promised land was like kind of this mythical, mysterious zone. And here God is just being like, oh, it's where the Canaanites and the Hittites live. You know, over there, that's where I'll take them.
Yeah.
It's about 6 miles away from that palm tree. Promised land.
So here's verse 11. Moses said to God, Who am I that should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, Certainly I will be with you. This will be the token to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Behold, when I come to the children of Israel and tell them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, You shall tell the children of Israel this, I am has sent me to you. So God is Popeye.
It's Sam I am, green eggs and ham.
The great I am is something I remember growing up. Like God is the great I am. But I had forgotten that the burning bush is like, look, I am who I am, all right?
Look, I'm just...
Tell him I said that.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Look at this. Look at me burn this bush and not touch a damn leaf. the one thing I loved, because of course we're going to bring it up, the Prince of Egypt. The one thing I loved about this scene was, one, it was actually very beautiful and very touching. But two, Val Kilmer, who is the voice of Moses, God is also played by Val Kilmer. So it's just Val Kilmer talking to Val Kilmer. And I just really enjoy that. I just think it's really important.
Val Kilmer trying to scare the hell out of himself.
It's like, I am who I am, and I am Val Kilmer. I hope he's like hot Val Kilmer from like, what's the Tom Cruise movie? What? No, that's a gloss show. Hot Air. What is that called? It's the plane movie.
Wait. No, are you talking about Con Air?
Top Gun.
Oh, no, Top Gun. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Tom Cruise is in Con Air?
No, Nicolas Cage is in Con Air. Daniel was just wrong. Just wrong on so many accounts. But probably because I said Hot Air. It's definitely Top Gun, which is nowhere near what I said.
Well, I just want to say that the only Con Air I give a shit about is the one I blow dry my hair with. Am I right?
Hey-o.
Oh, God damn it.
All right, I'm picking up with verse 14.
Yeah, we're good. That can be cut.
This is verse 15. God said moreover to Moses, "You shall tell the children of Israel this, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations." Sorry, I dropped my God voice there. "Go and gather the elders of Israel together and tell them, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, and the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. They will listen to your voice. You shall come, and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt." Wait. "You shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall tell him, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. Now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to Yahweh our God. I know that the king of Egypt won't give you permission to go. No, not by a mighty hand. I will reach out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I shall do among them. After that, he will let you go. I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it will happen that when you go, you shall not go empty-handed. But every woman shall ask of her neighbor, and of her who visits her house, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and clothing. You shall put them on your sons and on your daughters. You shall plunder the Egyptians." Boom. The end.
That was a long road to take to say that you're going to rob the Egyptians.
Yeah. They definitely, like, in the movie, cut after "with all my wonder." And it was beautiful. And then I'm glad they did cut, because then it's just God going, "with all my wonders. So go and pillage the fuck out of those Egyptians. I mean, take your sons, take your daughters, wear big robes, wear big purses, and just steal." And then the bush fades. I would have been like, God, a klepto.
Like, I just wanted to not be a slave anymore. I didn't want to take all
the
stuff.
Also, is milk and honey really good? I just need to know.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever mixed together milk and honey and just slurped it down. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
That's what Adam has in the morning.
It's a lot, better than 2%.
You know what? If I had to choose milk and honey and locusts, I would definitely lean towards milk and honey.
Well, I wanted to say, though, we're not even close to done talking to the bush here.
Oh,
but this is the end of the chapter. Yeah, the bush keeps going.
Well,
bush,
like,
has a lot to say.
It seems like God's been taking a nap, a snoozer. So maybe he's just like, so have you ever seen Justified?
He's got some catching up to do.
He's got some catching up. He's like, hey, so how's that well? How'd that well treat you?
It's an interesting, he says you're going to plunder the Egyptians, but it's a very interesting tactic. He's like, listen, all the Hebrew women are going to ask their neighbors for jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and clothing. And then you're going to put those on your kids and see, you did it.
Snatched!
Go ask kindly for riches. And
it's,
I guess they'll just give them to you.
It's kind of like I now get what was going through Swiper No Swiping's head in Dora the Explorer, because that's basically how he stole, is he would take it and then throw it in the woods and be like, I gotcha. And I'm not kidding. I had the flu once and I watched a lot of Dora the Explorer, and he finally caught something and he literally looked Dora dead ass in the eye and threw it in the woods. So like, I was like, what? That's what he does with
Dora it? Dora was like, it's gone forever.
No, Dora went, oh no, it landed by a pile of stuff that looks a lot like the same thing as my object. And then looked at us and goes, so you go get it. And I was like, I hate this show. This show's garbage. That's not about the Bible, but I just needed to say that my two cents.
Well, this show is garbage too, Haley, so it is related.
I don't want to start a review early, but this chapter is a little boring, but what made it good for me is I know for a fact that these chapters burn Adam up inside. It does so much repeating, so much, like, it's just like, and then this happens, and then I'm just going to tell you how it happened again, and then again, and again.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we got a double description of, I will take you to the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Like,
he just didn't want to leave they crammed that in anyone out. That's the thing that I've, like, listening to your episodes and just, like, listening to this, is sometimes I feel like that they had stopped writing at midpoint and came back a week later and, like, where was I? I could read what I just wrote, but this is where I was at. And just, like, rewrites the sentence. And it's like, oh, my God, who edited this? That's the thing where I'm like, of course man wrote this. Like, of course this was written by humans, because there's no editing.
They were just trying to, you know, Daniel and I think they were just trying to meet an essay quota. They had to get to that next page.
Yeah.
Or maybe God, like, one thing we don't know is God's like, you write it this way. And they're like, that doesn't sound right. God's like, it's perfect. Maybe God's just bad at writing. I mean, he has to be bad at something.
That's
why all the creative people go to hell. Because he's like, I wanted to be that talented.
It's like, it's super terrible, but I know, but it's God. It's God.
It's God. That's what he said.
What are you going to do?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to figure out if anything else really happens. I mean, Moses is just kind of like, what do I do? Who do I say you are? And God's like, I am who I am. Go over there. Go talk to the Israelites who are important. And then go talk to the king. And he wants them to be granted 3 days leave into the wilderness. But God knows that that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So he's basically, and this happens a lot in this story, like there's a point where God hardens Pharaoh's heart later, where Pharaoh's like gonna say, okay, God, you can do this. He's ready to do it. And God's like, nope, I'm gonna make you change your mind so I can slap Egypt around some more.
That's literally the lyrics in one of the songs during the plagues. Not to, like, you know, spoiler alert it. But that's a literal lyric that the Pharaoh says, is, so let my heart
What's
be hardened.
That?
It's, he goes, so let my heart be hardened.
Basically, I thought it was going to be.
I wish. No.
I thought, like, you were going to say, I'm going to slap Egypt around.
Oh, that would have been that would have been good. No, he's like, so let my heart be hardened. And you're just like, and now I'm just like, well, God did that. He watching all this
and that's
bullshit
what he does
happen.
Here.
And God went, and he never tells Moses. He kind of
like, go
did.
Ask for this. They're going to say no.
Yeah. I mean, Moses was like, they're not going to listen. And he's like, oh, I know, bitch, but you got to at least ask so then I don't feel bad about the bullshit I'm about to pull. You're going to let them in, like, make them feel bad. It's not like, okay, I'm God, I could have done this anyway. He's like, I'm going to make Egypt be pissed because a man came and got, y'all, some shit's going to happen if you don't release these slaves. Now it's on his shoulders and not mine.
God's asking a lot. He wants very specific results. He's gonna, like, can you imagine? Knock, knock, knock. Hey, Haley?
Yeah.
I just need a few things. I need some jewels of silver, some jewels of gold. And also, do you have any clothes I can have?
Didn't you murder that Egyptian years ago?
Can you just give me these things real quick? I want to put them on my son. And then, you can never have them back now.
Gotcha, bitch. Yeah, I would have
been. Oh, wait, did I reveal my plan before you gave me all of your valuables?
But yeah, I would have definitely closed the door on your face And then you would have been like, mwahaha, now I can send locusts and a bunch of flies and kill her cattle and give
kill her cattle.
And give her warts and send
God
fire
really
down.
Does. He does like the dramatics, though. The whole burning bush thing, he's God. He could just come back with an angel like he did all the other times, but this time he's like, I'm pulling some new shit.
He was feeling really, he woke up from his nap and was mad as hell. He was mad as hell. He already had it all planned out. Like, there's no way he didn't go, I'll just strike it. What's on my to-do list? He made a list, and he checked it twice.
He was pretty sure he could ride this out to the Romans, but no, he couldn't even make it past 400 years of Egypt.
No, he's like, I want some fire.
I watched a National Geographic special once, and they theorized that the burning bush is a specific kind of bush that grows in the area that just sets on fire, like, with the smallest spark. There's something about it that's, like, really reactive. So they just, like, go up in flames. And they were like, well, maybe if this guy was on mushrooms, his concept of time would have been stretched. So, like, maybe he was tripping and saw this bush catch on fire, and it felt like it was forever without the bush burning up. That's how this happened.
I'm not saying shrooms didn't exist back then, but that's like, that is a stretch. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're wrong, but it is a very specific stretch to be like, he was doing shrooms and watched a bush catch on fire.
Between Ancient Aliens and their Bible theory shows, the National Geographic is mostly just about mushrooms at this point.
Right, yeah. They're like, it was mushrooms. And it's like, National Geographic, you can't. I mean, like, I'm all for a miracle. I'm all for a burning bush miracle. I think that shit's gorgeous. But, like, not everyone's doing shrooms in Egypt.
Well, what would you guys rate this this chapter?
I'd rate this like two sandals.
Oh, right, because the sandals came off. I was really hoping there was no mention of sandals. You were just like, you know what? This chapter's two sandals. I was going to be like, yeah, you're right. This chapter's three mittens. This is three dish towels.
Three dish towels. No, it's two sandals. It's not that it's not beautiful. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of like God said a lot when he could have abridged it. And then we could have gotten to, like, the real deal. Like, I could have been here for the real deal. I could have been here for my favorite song from The Prince of Egypt, and now I'm not. And so I'm a little bitter that God just talked so long. So he got two sandals.
We got to bring Haley back just for that one chapter where he parts the water, because I'm sure that's
no,
a really big song.
No, I just want to talk about how Steve Martin and Martin Short sang the best villain song that's ever been written. That's it.
Oh, Steve Martin and Martin Short are like the
two priestess.
The magicians?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it's
wow. Talk about the power of Hollywood.
Talk about
forget you, God. We gotta get to the celebrities.
I do want you guys before you record it again to listen to that song knowing it's them two. It's incredible. Because it's creepy and it's powerful, and you're like, oh my God, this is a bit of a bop. And then you're like, that's fucking Steve Martin and Martin Short living the lives that they were meant to live.
I think we'll probably use that as an intro song for an upcoming episode.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, that's what
but
we
Haley,
got.
I am going to have to.
That's our new intro music is all the songs from Prince of Egypt.
Oh, we're going to get struck down by the powers that be real fast.
Yeah, we'll get that cease and desist real quick. I mean, look, using Amazing Grace from all those dummies on YouTube was fine, but we have a real company behind it.
Incredible. Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and give this chapter at least 3.75.
Ooh.
Really?
3.75 sandals over here. Look, I'm just a big fan of getting the direct words from God. Anytime God is directly speaking to someone in the Bible, I dig it. And I really like I am who I am in all caps in my translation, by the way.
I am who I am, Sam. Love it.
Like Moses, I just love God being very offended when Moses is like, who should I say is who are you again? Like, I get it, you're the God of my father. Who's that?
He's
God's just like, I am who I am. Don't look behind the curtain.
I don't know. I'm the guy who set a burning bush on flames. How about that? How about you say that part?
Hey, how about you touch me and you don't burn? That's who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
It's just all of a sudden Kevin Hart just screaming at him. All right, Daniel, what's your review?
Let me see. You know what? I think I'm going to kind of meet you guys in the middle because I agree from both points there. So I'm going to go about a 2.75 IAMs on this guy. Because I'm with Adam. So I get a little tired of the chapters. We came off of two bangers to this one. I think that's fair. I'm still excited, though.
It's a nice calm before the storm.
Yeah, because there's going to be some storms.
There will be lots.
I'm excited for those storms. I'm excited to be in a new book of the Bible, a new classic story. Haley, thank you so much for joining us on these last few episodes.
Thank you for letting me
be here.
Hope
maybe someday in the future, maybe you'll come back.
Absolutely, if I don't mess up this recording. I would love to.
Well, I have faith. I have complete faith. Everybody, thanks for listening. We've been seeing our numbers go up. Appreciate that. If you've got a friend out there who has a big hole in their lives and doesn't have enough media to fill it, I recommend this podcast. Drop us a line, hostedpod@gmail.com. Happy to respond to any complaints or suggestions. Check us out at hostedpod on Instagram. And twitch.tv/hostedpod. Haley, where can the people find you?
Do you want me to give my Instagram or like what's going on?
No, just like your personal email.
Oh, they'll find me. You'll find me at Working in the Wings. We're on Instagram. And then you can follow me on Instagram. I think I'm just Haley D. So you can just go on that search. I don't really care.
Damn, I missed out. What? I missed out on calling you Haley D.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no.
You did.
Dang it.
I know.
Just do that edit. Just do record it separately and do that edit.
Edit everything. But yeah.
Here, let me record it so I can drop it in.
Okay.
Haley D.
Incredible. Yeah, it's Haley D, D-E-E, not just D. It's very Southern. I think that's my handle. We'll see. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I did. Some random Haley D.
I know. She's like, why are these people? Why are these two people following me? All right. Ugh.
Daniel, are you going to say anything or just stare into the camera? What is
Daniel?
Happening?
I was looking up her Instagram, okay?
Oh, okay. What is my handle?
Haley Tynes.
I tricked y'all. None of you gonna come and catch me.
Sorry, I just wanted to confirm it. No, it's Haley Tyne. So it's so
that's
D-Y-N-E-S.
Incredible. It's incredible. That's how much I use my Instagram. And also, I just swipe or no swiping to all of you. I don't want any fame.
I also thank you guys. Please, if you're a listener and your friend's my mother, don't tell her I'm doing this podcast. I'm excited. And thank you, Haley, for being on. This has been a blasty poo.
I know, it's been good to talk with you guys. I love you.
A blasty poo.
I know.
Kind of like how we started our recording of our episodes with your roommate's cat having a blasty poo.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Bye.